Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up on Thursday, January 24th, broadcast live from Fort Worth, Texas on Dish Network Satellite 998 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise started at 7:30 a.m. Central Time with the video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time. We'll be offering 21,000 head, 7,100 yearling steers, 2,700 yearling heifers, 10,500 weaned calves among the offering coming up on the 24th of January. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video of a specific lot, visit our website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call Superior at 800-422-2117. We do remind you, it is a new location on Dish Network for Superior Livestock, Satellite Channel 998. Or as always, go to SuperiorClickToBid.com. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
The cattle market bounced back, gaining back yesterday's losses, with January feeders up $1.92 at $142.97. March feeders $1.95 higher at $143.45. April's $1.50 higher. So, again, getting back some of yesterday's losses. Live cattle were about 40 to 60 higher, weren't quite as strong as what we saw on the feeder cattle, but they did add some back. Box beef was up again today, up 40 on choice at 216.74 at midday. Select was down a little bit, down 16 at 211.56. There was some talk of some 126 ask and then maybe some 122 to 125 trade. It's unconfirmed, but it would be steady with where we were last week. And of course, the February live cattle, about a month away from expiration, we're at 125.60, so a small premium there. This month, we won't have any cold storage or cattle on feed numbers due to the government shutdown. So that's one big thing that we would normally talk about this week. The beef and packer margins are still pretty positive. Beef, $57 a head, and pork packer margins somewhere around $28 a head, according to the latest estimates.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 2nd at 12:30 at Mester Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 75 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. The Mester Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 12th at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma.
Today's grain futures were generally higher here. Corn was unchanged, but beans 6 higher and wheat 5 to 5.5 higher. Cotton was up about 39 here at 73.52. Today's bigger news, with the lack of USDA information, we have to start looking at other economic forecasts. The company that was formerly called Informa Economics released their 2019 acres today. Their corn acres were 91.5 million, up about 2.5 million higher than what we saw last year for corn. So they've upped corn acres, dropped bean acres to 86.2 million. Last year they were 89.1, so roughly 3 million acres less. Beans, all wheat, about 500,000 less at 47.2 million. Last year we were 47.8. Winter wheat is 1 million less at 31.5 million acres. All crops of 319.1. Last year was 319.6 million. So 500,000 less acres overall for all crops. Cotton was actually bumped up to 14.6 million acres, up from last year's 14 million acres. So kind of a surprise that bean acres dropped as much as they did. Cotton increase is almost expected, with cotton price being relatively higher than the other crops. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.